From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a tragedy in the European migrant crisis. As many as 50 refugees were found dead Thursday inside a truck in Austria. The people reportedly had suffocated. An official confirmed that a tractor trailer had been found on a highway near the town of Parndorf, but he was unable to give an exact number of people found inside the truck. Meanwhile, Balkan leaders met in Vienna to discuss ways to stem the migrant crisis. Iraqi officials say an Islamic State suicide car bomber has struck a convoy of Iraqi troops, killing two senior commanders. The officials say the attack occurred Thursday north of the Islamic State-held town of Ramadi. Besides the two commanders, an undisclosed number of others were reported killed in the attack. Also on Thursday, the Sunni ultra-militant group seized five more villages from other anti-government rebels in northern Syria, according to a war monitoring organization. The Chinese stock market surged Thursday, ending days of losses. The Shanghai rally spread across the globe, with other Asian and European markets closing sharply higher and U.S. indexes moving up for a second day in a row. With the world market volatility, there are hints that the U.S. Central Bank, the Federal Reserve, could delay increasing its benchmark interest rate rather than boosting it next month, as some analysts had been predicting. The Arab League has postponed an effort to form a regional military force to fight Islamic State militants in Libya. The reason for the indefinite delay apparently is disunity among the League's members concerning the Libyan civil war. For more on that story, check our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.